Yeah, I've been thinking about doing the same thing. The problem is my box does not support, there's nobody makes a lockout for my box. The way it's configured, the mains is nowhere, you know, it's just the way it's laid out and everything like that. You can't really do that with mine. I've looked at it, it's a Bryant, which I think, you know, and then I've heard, you know, I've heard that those breakers are not great. I don't know. It's probably why I got a deal on it. I'm assuming I got a deal on it. That's why I picked it. But I have thought about swapping out my entire service panel. And if I did that, I would absolutely get one, you know, with a, you know, with that kind of a setup, that kind of an arrangement. You know, if you do the whole house, you know, and have the whole damn thing flip over live, you know, then you've got to make serious considerations about your, you know, what's your startup voltage, you know, and you probably got to start putting soft start on, you know, well, if the air is on there, I don't know, you got a real problem. But it just, if you're just going to whack it over, you know, without turning circuits on individually, that's got to be a thing too, right? It has to be calculated.
I think if the air of the furnace wasn't running, you could probably cut it over without really much of any issue. Everything's LED now. Everything's, you know, just super efficient, yada, yada, yada. I have a guy that's the same guy, but I don't pay him. So if you're interested in, you know, a referral or getting a quote, I can get you in contact with him, and he can talk you through it. He's good at what he does. And, yeah, I don't ever intend on just cutting it, right, hitting my main and then flipping the generator feed. I think I would probably not maybe turn off all of them, but systematically go through there and kill the ones that I know are going to be high draw, you know, washer and dryer, even though I have a gas dryer, and then the AC. I really can't think of anything else in the house except for my desk, which, again, it's a laptop, some monitors, and some LEDs, so even then, that shouldn't be too bad.